Peace be to this house. Brother Beiler on Friday night talked about greetings. How should we greet you? And it was interesting what he had to say about that. I found in Luke 10, verse 5, that Jesus actually said what we should say when we enter a house. In red letters it says, "Peace be to this house." Now, I think it's a little bit like the Lord's Prayer in that it's a good example. I don't think he meant we had to use that every time, but it's a good greeting. Let's look at another greeting in Titus chapter 1. I was given a title found in Titus 1 verse 5. I don't know if you all saw the program or not. The title comes from a few words in verse 5, but we're just going to start back in the beginning of the chapter where it says Paul, and then verse 4, to Titus. So Paul is writing to Titus, "Mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace." We all need grace, mercy, and peace. So I greet you with grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Verse 5 and verse 6 are one sentence, so I think we'll read both of those. "For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city, as I had appointed thee. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly." And that's as far as we're going to go with qualifications. I think you've heard those building up to this weekend. There's a couple qualifications there in verse 6. So Titus was a church leader, and Paul reminds him to ordain elders in every city. We don't typically use that term in our circles. This weekend, we're looking for a deacon. But what does it mean to ordain? The title was, "Why Ordain Leaders?" What does it mean to ordain? One of my secular dictionaries said something like to invest with ministerial authority, to confer holy orders upon, to order or decree. To invest, in my mind, that sounds like long term. There are short term investments and long term. Usually the long term we think of as the safer investments or the better investments. Strong's, when you look up the word ordained there, especially the one that we just read here in Titus, he says to place down permanently. Now, what does that mean? To place down permanently, to designate, constitute, convoy, appoint, conduct, and so forth. Don't get any ideas about raising someone to some new position, some new level. This says to place down permanently, maybe to anchor, to, maybe we don't like that term, permanently. That sounds like a long time. Well, here in America, we have experienced a land of milk and honey like few countries have. The ability to get wealth and to build wealth is unprecedented in history. Many opportunities, if you're willing to work. Sometimes we hear the term, the sky is the limit. And we can get excited about that, at least some of us. But many of these ideas actually militate against the way of the cross, the narrow way, the straight gate. Those are the things we read about in the Bible. And they conflict with the sky is the limit. As Christians, we sometimes, and perhaps many times, permanently, is not lowering someone's social standing or level of importance, but neither is it raising it. Maybe it's like planting a tree. You go to the nursery and you try to pick out the best tree for what you're trying to accomplish. Maybe you need a windbreak, or maybe you need shade for the front yard. Maybe you'd like an ornamental tree to line your driveway. Maybe you're looking for fruit. You'd like some apples or some peaches, or lots of fruit grows on trees. Maybe it's a nut tree. Or maybe you're thinking about lumber someday. And it might be more about your children and your grandchildren. Good trees take time to mature. Then you choose a good spot. You don't want it under the power lines. You don't want it over the septic tank. You don't want it too close to the house or to the driveway. You put some thought into it. Do some planning. This is a long-term commitment. Trees take time. You prepare the site. You dig down. You fertilize. You water. And you care for that investment. Good trees add value to your property. And we need to choose carefully. Are you making a comparison between trees and deacons? Well, depending a little bit on your age, or maybe the age of the new deacon, this ordination may have more to do with your children or your grandchildren than what it has to do with you. Deacons are long-term investments for a congregation. They need to be chosen carefully with the future in mind. Now, please understand, most of these notes I wrote before Friday night. So I know your choosing is already done. Now we're looking to God to do the final choosing. But you put thought into it. Where do you want your church to be in 20 years? Or in 50 years? You need to choose wisely. And I'm not questioning the choosing that's been done, not at all. The outcome of this weekend will affect the future of this church and of your families. Deacons don't come with autopilot. After tonight, you don't just go your own way and he does his thing without further input. No, he needs your help. He needs your trust. He wants your opinion, your love, your money, your time, and your friendship. Ordination is long-term. We don't consider it irrevocable, but it is long-term. It is serious. You've had deacons before. Then they moved away. I don't know all the dynamics of those moves, but Ordination is serious. When you invest in a tree, or a house, or a farm, you spend quite a bit of time planning, thinking, deciding. You make careful choices. Your church is important too. Your family is important. You want your church to be good for your family. You want the right man for your church, for your family, and for you personally. This work of ordaining is an important investment for your congregation. Your new deacon should consider his calling to be long-term, almost permanent. Maybe that's mostly opinion. If you have a different term length to your deacon, that's between you and him. Ernie was telling me a little bit about his plans. He thinks he wants to be done in the near future. That's up to you all. So why ordain leaders? Well, God said so, right? That's why we do things. Why not hire a deacon? I'm guessing you might be able to go online somewhere and find deacons for hire. I don't know, I didn't check. You can find most anything else there. Maybe even, they may even come with a rating. Maybe there's a 2-star deacon or a 3-star or 4-star, I don't know. Like I said, I didn't go looking. Let's turn in our Bibles to John chapter 10. I'd like to read the first 15 verses. I'm not going to spend much time here besides reading it. It's a familiar passage. Jesus talking about shepherds, good shepherds versus hirelings. And I think we understand what he's talking about. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. That's why we ordain from among you, so that you know who your deacon is. Verse 6, this parable spake Jesus unto them, for they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. So, we don't just find the cheapest deacon we can find, or even the most expensive. We don't hire a deacon for this work. We're looking for a good shepherd. So why ordain? Why not take turns? Jason, why don't you cover Monday? Kevin, Tuesday? Tony, Wednesday? George, Thursday? Or maybe take a month at a time. Would that work? A few weeks ago at our church, we had reorganization. Passed out a piece of paper with about a dozen different jobs on it. Sunday school teachers, superintendents, song leaders. Positions, jobs, responsibilities for the coming year. It's an effort to try to include everyone in the congregation, give them some responsibility for at least a year. It also gives the members a chance to have some input as to who fills those roles. But the deacon title was not on that page. We have come to consider the deacon work to be long-term and more serious than just an annually elected position. Our text verse says, "The elders are to be ordained to set in order the things that are wanting." Is there anything wanting here? Anything lacking? Every church has things that are wanting, things that are lacking, things that are missing. We have strong points, we have weak points. Every church. There will always be areas that need attention. We are just people, working with people. People that may be forgiven, but we are not perfect. The elders are not perfect either. Read the epistles. They were written to churches that had needs. The seven churches in Revelation had needs. Read church history. There were needs. For some reason, when Jesus went back to heaven, he did not send angels to lead these churches. He gave that work to men. Fallen, forgiven men. Even if a church was made up only of leaders, there would be needs. At least there would be at our church. We all are creatures of the dust, made of the same stuff. The church needs leadership. We generally talk about three different offices in our churches. They each have their place, their role, their responsibility. Different jobs. Presently, we are seeking to find God's man for the office of deacon. I believe that every one of the men here have some of the qualities necessary to perform the work of a deacon. And at the same time, I don't believe that any of the men here would make a perfect deacon. But God knows all about your qualities. He knows best who will make the best deacon. For this congregation, at this time, we are in the 21st century. We are in 2022. It's different than it was 20 years ago, 40 years ago. Things are changing. What do we know about that? Not very much. What does God know about that? He knows it better than we know yesterday. He already knows who will be your next deacon. Our gathering this weekend is to find out what God already knows. So why ordain? We didn't come to oversee an election process. We didn't come to make sure your voting machines worked properly. We didn't come Just to count the votes, assuming that the most popular man will win. We believe that this is a group of God's people, people who love God and people whom God loves, people for whom God sent his only Son to die for and redeem unto himself, people that cost God something, people whom God has an eternal interest in, an eternal investment in. We've talked about investments a little bit. God has much invested in this congregation. We understand that this group of believers is in need of leadership. We believe that within this group, there are qualified men with the ability to carry out the work of a deacon. The effort this weekend is to find God's choice for one deacon. Like I said, I think many of you would qualify. We are here to determine his will at this time for this church, for only he knows our future and the future needs of this church. Because of all these reasons and many more, this is a serious time for this church. Finding God's man is more than eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Ordination is a high calling to an important work, God's work. We are taking the discovery of God's will as extremely important. We are attaching to the title of deacon great responsibilities and commitments. We are expecting God's man to walk in holiness and in the fear of God. We are investing much into this individual today and for the future. You all know some of the weaknesses of the men whose names will be in front of us tonight. You know those weaknesses better than I do. And God knows all of their weaknesses. And yet he is calling this man to this work. We tremble at the awesomeness of this work. May we never take it lightly or speak of it irreverently. May God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May the Lord bless.